Jofra Archer, first of all, your county cap. Were you surprised that that happened at lunchtime today?
Well, I saw everyone gathering and I didn't know what it was. I was about to run into the lunchroom.
Well, I saw Chris Reid come off and I wondered whether the players were gathering for Chris Reid as they came down the pavilion steps. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking that as well, to be honest. I didn't see it. I didn't see it happening. I've thought about it, but I didn't really put too much thought into it.
And you've got that county cap, you're wearing it proudly. What does that mean to you, Jofra?
I just think that it means that you've done something, well, very well for the club, and they just reward you, really. And it's a great feeling to be thought of so highly of the club.
Well, and you have done a lot of good things this season. I mean, over 60 wickets, over 600 runs. You've had a tremendous season. Could you have imagined it could have gone this well for you, Jofra?
Not really. I think this is the best start anyone could have had to their career, let alone any year, any good year. But to have it at the start of my career, it's just been really humbling, to be honest.
But you have bowled an awful lot of overs. How are you feeling now? Because you've played, I think, every game apart from the game at Durham last week.
Well, I feel fine. They were a bit worried, the coaching staff, so they rested me at Durham, but now I'm back for this one. I believe if you treat your body well, your body will return the favour on the field, and that's what's happened for me this season.
I got the feeling you quite fancied playing at Durham last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I did actually. It started to nick all over the place, so I was a bit gutted to miss out, but still grateful for the rest nevertheless.
Tell us, what does the winter have in store for you, Jofra?
Well, I go to Bangladesh next month for the BPL, and then I go to Auckland as soon as that is finished, and then hopefully I can get some home time.
So you're going to play in two T20 competitions, the Bangladeshi and the New Zealand?
Yes, please.
Right. And how has that come around? Have people been in contact with you, or how's that worked, Jofra?
Well, Tamal Mills, he was with New Zealand last year, and he's unable to go back because he's in the Big Bash. So I think he probably referred me on to them because they spoke to me a couple months ago. But actually, I had the New Zealand one lined up. The BPL one just came out of the blue.
And how excited are you about those opportunities?
I'm very excited. Obviously, I wanted to play cricket outside of England, and I've got them a chance this year.
And when you come back after those two tournaments finish, I think the New Zealand one finishes in early January, is the plan then to have a rest, Jofra, or are you looking to play other cricket?
No, I need a much-needed rest.
Couple of final questions. First of all, I know it's been talked about all season about Jofra and your eligibility to play for England. Are you able to confirm what that is now, Jofra? Where do you stand on eligibility for England, or indeed the West Indies?
Well, England, I've completed 2 out of 7 years, so I've got 5 more to go.
And is that where you see your allegiance being for England? Is that what you'd like to do?
Yes, please.
Final question. It's just been a great season. Everybody at Hove has thoroughly enjoyed it. How much have you enjoyed this season, Jofra?
Well, I've enjoyed it very much. It's just a great feeling to do well for the club that's given you a chance. And everyone, the fans, the kids, everyone, even the academy lads, everyone's just welcomed me from the first day I've got here, and it's very, very heartwarming.
Well, I've got to say, Jofra, I speak for everybody in the press box, it's just been wonderful watching you this summer. It's been great enjoyment. Thank you very much for everything you've done. It's been great fun, and we look forward to seeing you back at Hove again next April.
All right, thank you very much.